Let's go ahead and start out the show, as always, with a little money chat. Talk a little bit about credit tips and things to increase your credit score. Credit does matter. It matters a lot when it comes to anything regarding money. And again, that's what the name of the show is the Money Hour. So I like to bring in anything that affects your money. And credit score is a big one. Your FICO score determines the interest rates that you're going to pay on credit cards, car loans, obviously in my arena, mortgage, the cost of car insurance. And I think what a lot of people, some people may not realize is it's actually looked at for your employer. So in some cases, it may be a termination on whether you're going to get a job or not. Your FICO score provides the best guide to future risk based solely on your credit data. Now, credit scores will vary from 300 to 850. Your FICO score is the middle score from the three bureaus. So you have Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. 760, the brackets right now, 760 or higher is considered an excellent credit bracket. If you're 660 or below, that is now considered poor credit. And I say now because there's been some increases in those brackets from what it used to be. It used to be under 620 was considered poor, and then they increased that up to 660. Now, just so you know, the credit components, past delinquents obviously is going to affect your credit score. It actually is 35% of the actual credit score. Debt to credit utilization ratio, that's 30%. So basically, that's the amount of the amount that you actually owe on your credit card versus what's available to you. And I'll talk to you about that in a second. And the age of credit is 15%. So you want to make sure, and this is where a lot of people don't know this. You may have somebody telling you to close out credit cards that you're not using. It's the worst thing that you can do, because not only would it have possible devastating impact to your credit score, but you can actually never fix this. And so what you do not ever want to do is close out accounts that are older than 2 years, because 15% is based on age of credit. So you can't re-age credit once you've actually closed those accounts out. Mix of credit is 10%. That's the mix based on installment versus revolving debt. And then inquiries are when you're having your credit report pulled. Now, most people don't know this, you can actually have 7 inquiries a year before it starts to have a big impact on your credit. Also, depending on the credit bureau, is going to be based on the time frame of having your credit repulled, a duplicate, meaning if you're shopping for a mortgage and you have your credit report pulled by one mortgage company, and then you're going to meet with another mortgage consultant to get an idea of how you're connecting with them and they pull your credit. You can actually do that multiple times, duplicate inquiries. Depending on the bureau, it's going to be 14 to 45 days. So I would go with 14 days to be on the safe side, and you can have that pulled 3 times. So here's some things that you may not know that you can do that actually can have some pretty substantial impact on your credit. Pay tax liens can be removed. So paid, released, or satisfied federal tax liens can be deleted from your credit report and all other public records within 30 days. Now, usually you don't see this, and so these tips are things that you can do and request it from the individual bureaus, and then they'll need to do that for you. And unpaid tax liens can be deleted. Federal tax liens can also be deleted if they have balances of less than $25,000 with on-time payments to the IRS. So even though you're making those payments to the IRS, you can have that deleted from your credit report. Add authorized users to increase your scores. So if you don't have enough established credit, or you don't have that history that I talked to you about where you've got credit that's going back far enough, adding an authorized user can increase your credit score in as little as 3 weeks, and it doesn't cost anything. There's no fees, there's no credit checks, and here's the best thing, they won't decline you. There's no denial on it. You're just being added as an authorized user to another account. So if you have parents or maybe even grandparents that have old accounts that have been open for a long time, it's a really easy way to very, very quickly increase your credit scores. Add secure credit cards. So if you don't have options to be added to an authorized user, add secure cards. Lenders like to see 3 to 5 trade lines, a minimum 3 to 5 trade lines. So that means that 3 different types of credit cards. So if you only have one, then you need to build up those credit lines or credit trade lines. Adding secure cards can help improve your credit profile, and this needs to be structured a certain way. So you want to make sure you check with me before doing that, but it's extremely effective within a couple months. And you can go to open OpenSkyCC.com. That's OpenSkyCC.com, and they've got a great program for secured credit cards. Keep balances below 30% on available credit. So this is something that's one of the really quickest ways to increase credit scores. When I have a client that comes in and mortgage interest rates are based on a credit score, so if you have a 720 credit score versus a 760, you're going to see a 0.25% different in interest rate, which is going to make a difference of, you know, 30, 50 bucks a month, depending on the amount that you're borrowing. So if you use your credit card, an example, you use your credit card on a monthly basis just to pay off your bills, and let's say you have a limit of $5,000 and you've paid off all your bills with that and you're going to just pay it off. Like for me, I use my credit cards for everything because I want to get free money from the bank, and then I pay it off before I have to pay any interest on it. So I want to get the miles, all that cool stuff that we have for using our credit card. But you don't know when your credit report is actually going to be pulled and how long a period of time it's going to be before it's reported that new balance, because usually they're going to be maybe 30 days behind. So you want to get a rapid rescore through your lender and get that paid off so that you can get that ratio down. Because if you're at 100% ratio and the credit bureaus want you to be at maximum 30% ratio, that can have a pretty devastating effect on your credit score. So that's an easy fix. Now, let's say that you don't have the money to pay things down. You just have a lot of the credit that you've been using. What you need to do is open new credit to get some limits that can add to that ratio, because it's the ratio for all of your revolving accounts. It's not just per revolving account individually, but it's all combined together. Or you can increase limits on your credit cards to get to that, to make sure that you're not going over that 30% ratio. Again, it's what the amount that you currently owe versus the amount that's available to you. Consolidate student loans. This is a big one. So if you have student loans and they're in default, they can be consolidated and transferred to the U.S. Department of Education. And this will have a huge impact on your credit scores, because once they've been consolidated and moved over, then you're not going to see the impact from those, that delinquent activity. Put burden of proof back on the creditor. So collections and charge-offs are deleted at a roughly 70%. That's what statistics show, that 70% of collections are in a position to be able to get deleted off your credit report. They generally don't have the documentation to support the account to properly have it listed on your credit report. So with requesting that, or I shouldn't say requesting, with demanding for them to provide that documentation, and they are not able to provide that documentation, they have to remove that off of your credit report. Fix inaccurate and additional personal information. Just check on that. It's not a big one, but a lot of times you're going to have incorrect names and things that are on your credit report, and you just don't know what those are attached to. So you want to make sure that you're keeping that up to date. And there are some credit tips for you during the Money Chat. Coming up next on the Money Hour, the show today, again, is all about real estate, about our local real estate with local experts right here in our area. Mary Lee with Windermere Bellevue Commons, Sandy Tampa with Windermere Bellevue Commons, Eric Tinglem with Trident Realty Group, Northwest Keller Williams, and Jeff Dickinson with Remax on the Lake right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.